He sees things that we don't see. He knows. He knows the heart of a child. He knew my life before I was even conceived. And He gave me a stamp of approval. He gave me a stamp of approval. But He didn't direct my life forcibly. And all the circumstances in my life, He was there. He was working as much as He could. As much as He could through the will of men, my parents. Man, He never gives up on His children. Amen. And you should never give up on yours. And I got four. Amen. One, two, three, four. Thank you, Jesus. I want to read something this morning as we get into the message. You know, Tuesday will be July the 4th. And as a nation, we need to be celebrating our freedom. Celebrate the life, the men and women that God raised up to sign that Declaration of Independence. And I want to read something. That was written about the Declaration of Independence. It says, the Declaration of Independence, a unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, is a statement adopted by the Second Continental Congress meeting at the Pennsylvania State House, which is called Independence Hall, in Philadelphia, which is the city of brotherly love. On July 4, 1776, it announced that 13 American colonies. Somebody might help me now. How many colonies, how many states do we have now? 50. 13 to 50. We're doing pretty good, ain't we? It announced that the 13 American colonies then at war, say war, with Kingdom of Great Britain, regarded themselves as 13 newly independent colonies. I'm sorry, independent sovereign states. In other words, we make our own rules. But then we go back to this nation was based on God's law. And see, that was where we different. We different. In the United States, we different from other nations unless they have adopted what we believe. And no longer were they going to be under British rule of law. Instead, they formed a new nation, the United States of America. John Adams was a leader in pushing for independence, which was passed on July 2nd with no opposing vote cast. A committee of five had already drafted the formal declaration to be ready when Congress voted on independence. But I want to remind you, they said then, they declared their independence, and the war was still raging. The battles were still being fought. But see, there's a time in our lives when we have to declare, I'm free. And once you declare you're free, it might not look like you're free. All hell is probably going to break loose. That's a good sign that you're free. See, the devil don't want you to know you're free. The title of this message is, There's Freedom in the Kingdom. And let me say for anybody listening on radio, because you know me here, it's the Kingdom of God. There's freedom in the Kingdom of God. There was not freedom in the Kingdom of Britain. That's why they were wanting out. Let me out of here. I can't freely worship God. I'm told how to worship. I'm told how to do this. But somebody gave, help me, Christopher Columbus was one of them, right? Had a desire in his heart that something just ain't right. You ever had that feeling before? This something just ain't right. This don't sound right. This just don't feel right. It probably ain't right. As we turn to our scriptures this morning, our keynote's going to be coming out of the book of John. There's freedom in God's kingdom. John knew something about being free. He liked to stick close to Jesus. John chapter 8, and we're going to be starting at verse 31. And you know me, I'm going to start 31. And I'm going to go to 36, and there's probably going to be a lot of things added in between those few verses. Amen. Because God's got, He takes what you have to say, and He likes to amplify it. You know, singers, you know, you like an amp up here, a guitar, he likes to turn his amp up, you know, and get that amp sounding right good. Well, I've learned, Lord, I want you to amplify. This is what I feel in my heart now. I don't want to speak what I want to speak. I want you to use my tongue and let your people have what you need. And that's what the Holy Spirit is there for. He's there to manifest Jesus. What the Lord, the chief shepherd, wants to say. In verses 8, chapter 8, verse 31. And the title of my little footnote here is "The Truth Shall Make You Free." Amen. Anybody happy about that? The truth shall make you free. Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide, abide means to make your habitation in. In other words, to plant your tent. If you're a camper, this is where I'm going to tent tonight. I'm going to tent right here all week. This is where we tenting out. My family, we've done some tenting in the mountains. I can't get Mom to go. She said, that's God's country. I'm like, I know, Mom, that's why we go up there. She goes, no, there's bears and lions and tigers. All these little things that she probably heard in nursery rhymes she heard as a kid. There's lions and tigers and bears. But if you know your authority in Genesis, like we're supposed to have, there's supposed to be the lion's supposed to lay down with the lamb. Well, that day's coming. It was here, but we lost it, but it's coming back. But Jesus came and gave us authority. Until that day, he commissioned us. He commissioned the 12, but he also commissioned the church. Don't fear. Daniel and the lion, and then what happened? That lion chew up on him? No. You had an angel there. I'm just getting started, done lost my place. Jesus said, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. Jesus is the Word. I think I remember reading that. But he's also saying something here. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Say free, because we need to know we're free. And they answered him. This is going to be the disciples. I'm sorry, this is the Jews that believed. But they answered him, we are Abraham's descendants. And we've never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you be made free? Jesus answered them, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. He didn't say, Patsy, you're doing such and such. No, he said, he's saying sin is a problem here, but he's not pointing to what they're sinning. Because see, we got to examine ourselves. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you be free indeed. If you continue, Jesus said in verse 31, if you continue in my word, somebody say continue. This message ain't going to be continued yet. We're talking about if you continue in my word, continue, I said, means to abide, make your habitation. Then you are my disciples. A disciple is a disciplined follower. And I just don't want to follow any leader. I want to follow a leader that knows how to lead. Amen? And that's why when Jesus picked his first 12 disciples, he said, follow me. He didn't say, read, teach me something. He said, follow me. So he is the Word. He's got words of life. Man, he's got a mission. And he went around and he picked the 12 that God said pick for that appointed time. And he said, follow me. Follow me. There's freedom in the kingdom. I want to follow freedom. I just don't want to follow everybody that says, I'm free. You know, you can go to a lot of organizations that want you to say, you're not free. They want you to say, I'm an alcoholic. I've been an alcoholic for so many years. I'm an alcoholic. That's not freedom. Jesus didn't say I'm an alcoholic. He says, if you're my disciple, you're free. If you continue in my word, in the truth. The truth is, you're bound by alcohol. Freedom is Jesus. He says, you're free. but you've got to come over into his kingdom. And I'm just saying, alcohol, it can be any chain that's got you chained. I used to be chained to nicotine. I wasn't really chained to alcohol. I just liked to do it because I needed something to numb all this stuff that the world does to you, that life does to you, that I didn't know I could have in Christ. It was a substitute that I would take to get high. But then I ran into the Most High. Now we can be drunk with new wine. What is that new wine? It's called the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. And he's got nothing but good. Good stuff. And what does he do? He tells you about Jesus. He reveals Jesus to you. You can still, if you're battling with situations, man, I don't want to become a Christian. You become a Christian, you don't get to do all that fun stuff anymore. No, we get high. We get high on the Word. We get high in the Holy Ghost. And I don't have a headache the next morning. I don't have a hangover the next morning that I used to have. Tequila and that worm in the bottle. I can still get a faint taste of that in my mouth and just burn going down. Something that's burning going in your body, and it's not the Holy Ghost. It ain't good for you. I mean, it ain't good for your esophagus. And then I wondered why later on in life I go to the doctor and he says, you got acid reflux. Well, think about it. You're burning your esophagus. It's going to affect your body. But then I got delivered. I got set free. I got diagnosed and said, with smoking and stuff, they said, it looks some stuff back here. It's looking precancerous. This was before I was born again. So see, God, he's trying to help us. And then I got in the Word. I wanted to get rid of all that stuff. And I did. And I said, now, Lord, I remember some of those words they said. I'm believing my lungs are completely healed now because, yeah, I damaged them, but you are my healer. So I want my lungs free. I'm not receiving cancer because I've quit, and Lord forgive me because I did stupid stuff. And see, then you can receive total healing. Amen. It doesn't matter. God wants you free. Amen. He wants you free. I'm just sharing things in my life that he helped me get free from. The main thing was capital S, capital I, capital N, which was I didn't have a relationship with him. And that's the main thing. And then he'll help you with all these other little things. And he'll love you right through it, regardless of what you do. He is love. That's all he's going to give you is love. Verse 32, and you shall know the truth. And look, that 32, it says, 31, if you continue my words, you are my disciples indeed. And, somebody help me out, what does the word and do? It's a conjunction. Conjunction. I kind of like that unction, conjunction. They kind of go together. The Lord, I'll give you, Holy Ghost will give you an unction from the Holy Ghost, and you know all things. Well, yeah, if you stay in the Word of God, see, there's and continue in my words. There's a conjunction there. How am I going to know the truth and be free? I've got to continue in the Word, and then you shall know. Every day I continue in the Word. I went over to my aunt's house. You know, my uncle passed away maybe within a year, maybe not more than a year, and I made her that promise to my uncle to help keep that yard done for her. She's not going to have to pay nobody. She's going to be blessed. She didn't have to pay her husband to mow the yard. He's not with her. I'm going to do that. I'm going to pick that up. As I get done, we go in. You know why a lot of it is do the yard? Because really my aunt needed to hear the Word. See, I'm just now seeing it now. She didn't need me to mow her yard. She needed me to have substitute, give her some Word through these times in her life where she doesn't feel free. That her husband's free, but maybe she's not free now because she's still in this world. But we can be free in this world now. So we sat there and we had a good Bible study for about an hour. Got me a Pepsi. I mean, I'm sweating, weed eating. I go in there, we get a Pepsi, and then I know I got other things I got to do, but we just sat there and talked, and she asked questions, and I gave her what I had, and we just had a good time. See, that's freedom. She's getting free. Some things she didn't know, but she asked, and I told her. And I said, but just don't take my opinion. Get into the Word. And just some things dealing with her family. Free, getting free. See, and you shall know the truth. You shall know Jesus. It's not the truth that sets you free, but it's the truth that you know that sets you free. See, there's a lot of truth. Jesus spoke a lot of things to a lot of people, but only certain people heard at certain times. That's why we have to stay into the Word, because there's something else I need to be free from that I don't know yet. I didn't know a lot of things that I was bound until I got into the Word. I said, oh, Lord, my body is supposed to be a temple of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I want to just glorify You. I need some help here, Lord. And then I found out I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, through Christ. So I had to submit myself to Christ. I asked for His help, and He helped me get through some bondages I had in my flesh. Am I free from all? No. Amen. See my profile there? I used not continue like this. Where's Rowan at? I was going to use him. I used to look like Reed. I was lean and slim. Something happened. I had hair as thick as Rowan. I was thinking about it this morning. I'm like, it's got to go with the message. Where did all that hair go and when? It's kind of like, you know, you're washing your hair, you're drying it, and it's like 20 years later, I don't need a hair dryer anymore. I'm like, you think about it, it's just a hair here, a hair there. And you think about that, just a sin here and a little sin here. Oh, it's not hurting me, just a little sin here, a little sin here. Next thing you know, you're in trouble. See, just these little things. The Bible says it's the foxes. Help me. What's that scripture? It spoils the vine. It's these little things over time. I'll be okay. I'll be all right. God says, whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. Amen. And if you're sowing it, that means you've already believed it. You've conceived, and you're saying it, and you're doing it. You're doing something by faith. So that's not freedom. That's going to lead to bondage. Jesus said, follow me. And one disciple said, I want to follow you. But the Lord knew he really didn't want to go where he had to go. I think about these men and women that's in the military. I think about when I was in high school, I'm like, well, maybe I want to go to join the military. I didn't know what I wanted to do. Well, hearing what they had to do, I never liked to run to begin with. I love to play football, but I don't like to run after practice. I like to run to catch the ball, the guy that has the ball, but I never like to run after. I mean, what's the point? I done all this running. Well, I got to run more. See, in the military, you run. That wouldn't have been the place for me. I'd have been very sad. Maybe after all the running, I got my gun. Now, if I get a gun, that might have made me feel a little bit better. I doubt it, because I don't even have a gun at home. I'm not against guns. I just, you know, I'm not an avid hunter. I did some hunting, but I just got to where I don't go hunting a lot. So why do I need a gun? If you don't do something, why do you need it there? It's just stuff, right? Now, I keep prophesying about this motorcycle. I love to ride motorcycles. I sold that one. That's right, I'm still waiting on it, see? That one's not manifested yet. But I know what I'm going to do when it comes. Put my helmet on, I'm going riding. Amen? I'm going riding. Get me a tag that says, say yes to Jesus. And on the back of my helmet, it's going to say, live to ride, ride to live. No, actually, live to give and give to live. Got to take the ride off it, because that's going to bring questions. Because use this, Harley is live to ride, ride to live. So I need to change that to give. What do you want to give, brother? How much time you got? Let's ride up this mountain right here. So it's the truth that you know that sets you free. When I was a sinner, when we were sinners and lost in the world, I was good at sinning. That's who I was. I was good at it. Lewis was a painter. I'm sure he was a good painter. He painted many years. You do something long enough, you get good at it. I hope that's true. You're supposed to, if you do something. I think there's people in the world that they do something just to be doing it, and they never get good at it. They could if they would just apply themselves, right? In other words, if I would see what I'm doing, that God blesses my hands. But go back to my aunt, because I was going somewhere and got sidetracked. Talking about our perspective, being free in the kingdom. Freedom. And we was talking and having a good conversation about why things are happening in life and the family and all these things. And as I was leaving, I mean, we talked about Jesus for a good hour. And I was leaving, and I said, "Aunt, it's kind of like this." I said, "What do you see?" And there was a book on the table that said the salt something something. I said, "What that word salt, what do you see?" She goes, "We are the salt of the world." I said, "Yes, see, I see things different. As a Christian, when I see the word salt, I'm not thinking of just table salt. I'm thinking of the word, continuing my word. Think about that word. And when you meditate on that, you're different. Your perspective on life is different." I said, "Yeah, we are the salt of the world. A city set on a hill that cannot be hid." But to other people, to other Christians that are not continuing the word, it's just salt. They're not thinking about God. I try to think about God in everything. Amen? In everything. See and hear and listen. That's how you stay free. Man, we're all dealing with issues, dealing with things. But the Word, Jesus said, if you continue with me, walk with me, talk with me, fellowship with me. See, there's a difference between having a relationship with Tammy and then having fellowship. Man, we spend time, and fellowship is different than a relationship. Fellowship. So when I was a sinner, I was good at sinning. But when I got born again, I was no longer a sinner. Jesus set me free from sin. He took me from darkness and translated me into the kingdom of light. Now, was my mind totally translated? No. I still had those old thoughts, old habits. But on the inside, in my spirit, man, I was free. And when you're free on the inside, there's a song that keeps singing. Something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. If you'll let it. If you'll let what's on the inside come on the outside. See, we studied that in spirit, soul, and body. We've got to flip the switch. See, we are the switch flipper, whether we let God in our life or not. Choose life, choose death. If we don't choose life, what's there? It's a two-way switch, brother. I mean, I get messed up in electricity when they start talking about three-way, four-way switches. I'm like, I like a two-way switch. I flip it on, the light comes on. I guess that's a two-way switch. Power comes in, it goes somewhere. When you get into three ways, I'm like, whoa, man, that's out of my zone. I'm not called to be an electrician. I'm called to minister the word. Amen. I can do that. I can do a little bit of electricity, not a whole lot. So in this new creation, in Christ Jesus, old things have passed away. Old things have passed away. And all things have become new. And there's another conjunction. And all things are of God. But that's not in your mind and your thoughts. It's in your spirit. It's in your spirit, man. And it's up to you, it's up to me, to bring it over into the realm of the soul so that I can be free in God's kingdom, free here on the earth, have days of heaven on the earth. And help my spouse to have that too. And it comes from me letting my light so shine that men may see God's good work in me and give Him all the glory. See, people are watching you. People are watching me. Some have been watching you for a short time. Some have been watching you over a long period of time. They're wanting you to fall, but when they see you fall, because these are Christians, we're going to fall sometimes. But Jesus had Peter's hand. He didn't let him sink. You may fall, but God says, "I got your hand. You're getting back up. Because I prayed for you, Peter. Peter, you're going to curse me. You're going to deny me three times. But I pray that your faith, not your mind, fail not." See, Peter had something on the inside that was greater than on the outside. He trusted Jesus. He wasn't born again yet. He didn't have the Holy Ghost to help him yet. But still, the devil couldn't keep him from believing Jesus. Yeah, Peter was all lost in the law and in the commandments. Do this, do that. If you don't do this, this, do that. But Jesus said, "Peter, I've prayed for you that your faith fail not." Man, if I was Peter and I've seen Jesus, everything Jesus said happen, that would make me feel good on the inside. That was saying, Peter, sometimes you're going to fail, but your faith is not. Amen? Because Jesus prayed that faith, that word He put on the inside of Him, would not fail Him. Love never fails. never fails. Never fails. So when you feel like you failed, that's just the devil telling you you failed. But God says, I never create a failure. Never have, never will. Amen. It's when James says, it's when we are take that desire and lust that we want and we go, that's when we fall. When we do it. When we choose not to do what Jesus said or what the Lord has said, what He's promised. So I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away. Behold, all things have become new in my spirit man. Romans 8, Jesus has freed us from the law of sin and death. See, sin produces death. You might not think so. We're not talking about physical death. We're talking about fear, depression, sickness, poverty. Those are all forms of death. God's not the author of death. He's the author of life. You want to read a book? Read the book of life. B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. I stand upon the Word of God. B-I-B-L-E. Where'd I hear that from? I heard that from church camp. You ain't going to hear that in the center world. You're not going to hear that at the beer, at the bar, unless there's a Christian in there that's kind of just lost and he remembered that and through his drunkenness he sang it. Well, praise God, if he sang that, he's singing life. It'll get him somewhere. See, God doesn't look at all the habits and failures that we have. He's looking at what's on the inside. And if you got His Word on the inside and you get on the outside, He's going to manifest Himself to you. Amen. My dad was in a lot of bars, took me to a lot of them, put me on the pinball machine while he drank and sang the blues. He played the guitar and sang the blues. But something was on the inside of me, a purpose was on the inside of me that knew that something was better. That why did Dad bring me out here and all my other siblings are at home that he treats bad, but he brought me here. All these thoughts going through a young child's mind. I'm not supposed to be here, but God was right there. He never left me, never forsook me. And as much light revelation I could get of Him, He was manifesting Himself. In the clouds, when I go outside and play with my cats and my dogs and chickens, we had all kinds of things. God would use a chicken, a dog, a horse. Use a rooster with Peter, right? See, God will minister to you however He can because that's what He does. He's love. He's loving on His people. All we got to do is open up a door, flip the switch. And then, one day, I got born again. All things were made new, and all things were of God. But that didn't get me totally free in my soul. See, that got me free in my spirit. Now, to get free in my emotions, and all this past, I had to renew my mind to that truth. I had to throw away those old thoughts, those chains that sin that tries to easily beset you. Jesus set us free from sickness. There's a lot of things I've learned in the Word that I'm not going to have diabetes. I'm not going to have dementia, Alzheimer's. I'm not going to have high blood pressure. See, these are things when you go to the doctor, you got to feel out. Does this run in your family? There's about 100 of them. I just go, mark a line. Because I don't want none of that. That's not me. That's not who I am in Christ. I don't have to agree with that. Now, if it's in my body, the doctor wants to see it, I'll put it there. I don't have to agree with it. Just because I put a mark don't mean I agree with it. The Bible says in the last days it's going to talk about a mark of the beast. You know what? It ain't going to be a physical mark. It's a spiritual mark. There's only two kingdoms on this earth. And those that are of God have been marked by the Holy Ghost. You got the fruit of love on you. See, the world's so caught up, they're looking for this mark. So a lot of Christians are in fear, looking for this mark. I don't want to receive this mark. You've already received it. If you don't know you've got God's mark, come on, help me now. When you're a Christian, you know it. I know who I am. Paul said, I went from believing to knowing who I am. You've got to continue in that word. Or even the elect says they'll be confused. Coming a time. See, the world's not our home. It's not our place. It was at one time, but then the curse came in. And God's going to destroy this earth. He's going to create us a new one. Amen? But before then, we're going to get to rule and reign with Jesus on this earth for 1,000 years and put our, how would you say, just look at this devil. for 1,000 years I'm here on this earth that you cursed with Jesus doing what I was supposed to do. And then he's going to burn this place up and he's going to create us a new one. So that's just, it's like a dog, you just take your nose in it, rub it in it, right? We're going to rub it in the devil's nose. I still got it. You said I wasn't going to get it. Look at me. I got it. Where you at? You chained up, buddy. You on the chain now. Angel's going to chain him up. Chained up. Mm-mm-mm. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I got a lawnmower, that Dixon, Larry. That thing's got all kind of chains on it. It's got two chains on the tires. It's got two little chains on the steering wheel. Well, some of them are clanking. Dallas said, Dad, the lawnmower's not sounding too good. You need to pray for it. I said, yeah, we're believing for a new one, but we're going to believe for this one to get us to the new one, but it's clink, 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 clink. Well, I found out there's little chains now. I did a Google. Dixon making weird clinking noise. And I don't know. I looked up the YouTube how to fix it, and I'm like, that's beyond me. Get a chain breaker, order you a chain breaker and a chain link. I'm like, uh-uh. I called the mower place. Oh, about 2 weeks. Covered up. I'm like, 2 weeks? My Lord, when they call for a refrigerator not cooling, I'm there the next day. My Lord, this is lawnmower season. You need to get some more mechanics. 2 weeks? Thank you, Jesus. We're going past 2 weeks with this lawnmower. You know what I mean? But a chain breaker. I start thinking about Jesus. Lord, you broke on all my chains. See, I just got, these are just things you deal with. I'm like, I ain't thinking about this lawnmower. Lawnmower, you're going to bless us. Until we get you fixed, you're going to mow grass. Amen. You're going to mow grass. That's what he's designed to do, that lawnmower, mow grass. God's things last longer, go longer. Amen. That's God created the Energizer Bunny. Y'all didn't know that? Keeps going and going and going and going and going. Amen. Just keeps on going. Jesus has set us free from sickness. Set us free. But there's something we got to do. We got to declare that. And the battle is on. And the battle is on. You might go get a checkup. Doctor might say, whoa, this is looking kind of... Battle's on. Battle's on. I got to say what Jesus said. I'm going to get into the... I'm going to know the truth. The truth says, by His stripes, I am healed. No weapon that's formed against me is going to prosper. I'm not telling that to the doctor. I'm telling that to the devil. See, the doctor just don't know me good. He just don't know... The man on the inside. He's just looking at the outside man. That's what doctors do. They look at the outside man. But a Christian who knows who they are in Christ Jesus, I am free from this curse. I'm going to leave when I'm satisfied and I'll go because the Lord says He satisfies me with long life. Amen? So you determine how long you want to be here. But just don't be here sickly. Be here healed. Amen? And happy and full of joy. We're not supposed to pay doctor bills. We're supposed to bring our tithes and offerings and build the kingdom. Now, if you're a doctor, there's going to be a lot. Jesus said you're going to have the poor with you always. You're going to have sick folk out there. If you're a Christian doctor, the world needs you. Amen? We're not against doctors. If we didn't have doctors, there would be a lot of Christians, less Christians on this earth. Amen? I'd probably be one of them. I'd probably be one of them. God loves us all. In order to grow, and I'm going to speed us up a little bit. Are you okay? You comfortable? Don't answer that question. Don't answer that question. See, I got to quit talking to the flesh, and I got to keep talking to your spirit, man. If you're cool, you might move around a little bit. If you're a little hot, be still. I'm going to order us some fans. I think we need some fans in our pews that has the word on it, too. Right, I've seen them, sometimes we just need fans, but we need good fans here that has the word on it. Because it's like, we don't need no fan. Ain't it good to have fun in church? Larry says, I know this woman. I've been with her for many, many years. In order to grow and understand our freedom, there's freedom in God's kingdom. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's freedom. We must drop our old opinions of what we thought of God, what we thought our grandma thought of God, and we've got to form new opinions. And I'm not going to give you my opinion, and if I have, I repent and tell me if I give you the wrong, because my opinion is going to line up with what God says. It might not make your flesh happy when I say it, but when you say it to loved ones. But if you truly love them, you'll tell them the truth. Now, you won't point at their sins. Jesus never points at sins, but He always will give them the truth. Just give them the truth, whatever He tells you to say. And sometimes He called them the old brood of vipers. I mean, sometimes that John the Baptist and Jesus, they kind of spoke against hypocrisy. We're supposed to hate evil. Be angry and sin not. Never let what evil is doing just become... No, we're supposed to stay angry at evil. Never let that sun go down on evil, on the anger, that righteous anger that we're supposed to have against sickness and disease and poverty. See, we're supposed to be angry at this because that's not who we are. That's not who God created us to be. I mean, we're not happy when our children mess up or get in debt or break their collarbone. We're not supposed to be happy with that. Man, that makes me angry. When you have nephews leave this earth at 33 years old, man, I'm angry. Man, that's the prime of his life. He's supposed to be here, being married, having children, raising a family, and showing them about God, Jesus. And there's so many more people stuck in those situations, stuck in the rut of religion, of darkness and emptiness, void of understanding of who God is, who our good Father is. They're stuck. They need to be free. And to grow and understand your freedom, we've got to drop those old opinions, form new opinions according to the Word of God, which is to renew your mind. And if you were taught God, wrong about God, then it's time to learn about who He is. Amen. You've got to drop those old opinions and get it right. Why? So you can stay free. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Remember some of the old wise tales we used to hear? I wrote down a few. It might be one you've heard of, but sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Lie, wrong. Words do hurt. We speak life and we speak death by words. By your words you shall be justified and by your words you shall be condemned. That's a lie. You got to drop that old opinion. You got to be swift to hear, slow to speak. That's what the Proverbs teaches us. Watch what you say. Guard your heart. Out of it flows the issues of life. Do you not want to have issues with your wife? Then guard your heart, because out of it flows the issues of life. That's a good little rhyme right there. You want to live a good, happy life with your wife? Watch what you say and how you say it, right? How's this dress look good on me? It looks fine, honey. I tell you, that dress looking good on you. Happy life, happy wife, right? That's what you say. Men, you paid how much for that pocketbook? Boy, you got a deal on that thing. That's what you say, right? How much did you pay for them shoes? Man, you got a bargain on those things. When underneath your breath, you're like, I wouldn't have paid. Don't you say that. See, the women are different. I like my hats. Those little hats I wear, 5 years ago, I wouldn't have wore that hat. But it's looking good on me now for some reason. You get a little bit older. Things change, right? But the Word of God never changes. You can wear it good. You can wear it with a smile. You can wear the Word with confidence. No matter what you're going through, I wear healing. I am the head and not the tail. Man, plant it on your chest. We don't get tattoos as Christians, but we can tattoo the Word in our thought pattern. When sickness says this, the Word says this. Take that, devil. Take that to the bank. The stripes of Jesus. I'm free. Remember the big old writing spiders in the garden? They start out little, but they get big. Man, I never did like spiders. Those things are huge. And they'll write things. My brothers and sisters tell me, do not smile. Don't let him see your teeth. If that spider sees your teeth, he'll write your name in your web and you'll die. Anybody ever hear that one? See there? Where did this stuff come from? Opinions of man. Fear. Man, when I was like, I see those spiders, I'm like, oh, did I smile? And then I'd go back the next day, oh no, look, it's an R, and it kind of looked real zigzaggy, but like, oh no, there's the R. But thank God for Charlotte's Web. It changed my perspective of spiders. Help me, what did the spider's web say? There was encouraging words. What was one of them? Come on, Kelsey, I know you know these. Humble. See, some pig. somebody saw something. Some pig. See there? See? Zuckerman. Yeah, see, all these words. See, they formed an impression. They formed an image. And see, fear does the same thing. Faith forms an image, and also fear does. So see, somebody took all those bright spider things, and God impressed somebody to do Charlotte's Web for all of us spider. Fear of spider, arachnophobias. What about the one, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Remember hearing that one? I tell you what, what's good that I wear on my head is not good for what maybe Patsy would wear on her head. That's not true. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. What's good for a man is good for a woman. Cecil wasn't looking good in no dress back here. So see, I mean, all these things we say, not thinking about what we're saying, and we wonder why we are the way we are. Amen. Well, you can change. You can be set free. And I believe people are getting set free today on the internet, taking the Word of God to the world. We've got to take this world. When Christians... I didn't type this up. I kind of handwritten it, so help me read. When Christ, not Christian, when Christ sets you free, you're free. No chains should bind you ever again. When He sets you free from that. Think about this. Free thinking power is the secret of all liberty. Free thinking power. Freedom. The Word. Whatever you're thinking in the Word, you're free. Our minds were made to be in sync with Almighty God. He said, Adam, rule and reign, say and speak like I speak. See, we're supposed to imitate. Children imitate their parents. We're supposed to be imitating God as dear children, saying what God would say. Lord, you told me you want me to be a blessing to somebody. I'm in debt. Lord, help me. That means I got to do my part. Get out of debt. God didn't get me there, right? I got me there. The world got me there. But don't blame the devil. The devil can't do nothing unless we consent to him. Got to look at me. Lord, I messed up. Repent. Change. Change your way of thinking. Free thinking power is the secret of all liberty. Are your thoughts, are my thoughts in harmony, in sync with God's thoughts? This is how we just keep it simple, right? If not, then we're not free in any area of your life right there. Put both of my hands up. There's a lot of areas I'm not free in. And I want to close with 1 Corinthians 2, verses 6 through 16. 1 Corinthians. I'll give y'all some mercy. I hear a lot of preachers say, I'm going to close, and then they end up saying, on my third closing. In my third closing, but I think this is going to be the first one. I feel we're at the end. But I want you to be free. God wants us to be free, to be able to freely give to everybody what Jesus gave us. The new covenant, all the things that's in the new covenant. Freedom, whatever it may be. Let me get there. 1 Corinthians, what I say, chapter 2. Say, Pastor, you got it written down, and you're asking us what you said? 1 Corinthians 2, verses 6. It says, however, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages of our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, talking about the principalities and powers, the devils, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, talking about the physical eye, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed them to us through his spirit man, through the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yeah, even the deep things of God. Einstein got deep things to help us out in the world. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man, which is in him? That's your soul man. I'm a soul man. See, that's a song that was planted in my soul, not in my spirit. Now I will change it. I'm a spirit man. See, nothing wrong with the tune. You just got to change the words. I'm not just a soul man. I'm a soul, Holy Ghost filled man, speaking in tongues and prophesying. See, there's nothing wrong with speaking in tongues. That's speaking in the Spirit. That's speaking mysteries unto God. God who? God Almighty. The one who set me free. He broke my chains. And I got to sing. I can't help but sing about what God and the things He's done for me. Won't you want to sing? Come on, sinner, don't you want to sing? Sing the song of liberty. It rings from heaven on high. Jesus has set me free. That's the spirit man singing. Even so, no one knows a thing of God except the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world. Now, we're talking about Christians. This is Paul talking about Christians. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit, capital S, who is from God. That we might know, there we go, getting free, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us. We have been settling for two less. I've been settling for two less. Set your heights higher. Speak things higher than you can attain. That's Christ in you. Take this gospel to the world. That's higher than I can even think about right now. Say it. Help me say it. Because we want to do it. And the only way we're going to do it is say it. And God, don't think about how. Just think about Him. Amen. Don't think about the how. Think about the Him. And then, because He is the highest, He is the most high. There's three H's there. Don't think about Him or how. Think about high. Verse 13, these things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches. If I want to say something, I want to say what He has to say, what God has to say. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself rightly judged by no one. Verse 16, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? Don't just leave. Here's the next one. But we have the mind of Christ. That means I can know God Almighty just like Jesus knew Him. Knows Him, not just knew Him, but knows Him. Anything you need, ask Him and then expect to receive. Not from your mind, but from your heart. Search the Scriptures, Jesus said. Search the Scriptures. You said you have Abraham as your father. Search the Scriptures. For if you would have believed Abraham, you would have believed me, Jesus said. For he wrote of me. But you're looking at the natural man. You're not seeing God. We got to look at God through the Spirit. That's how I got born again. I heard the Holy Ghost. He was drawing me. I said yes to Jesus. And here I am. And here you are. And here we go. Amen. Here we go. Y'all ready? You ready to go? You're free. Is Pastor saying you're free? You can leave the service now. Not yet. That was my first closing. Here's my second. No, just kidding. Just kidding. I got to speak the truth, right? I told you my first closing. There's freedom in the kingdom. Do you believe it? Oh, that was weak. There's freedom in the kingdom. Y'all want to get out that door, you better speak up a little bit. Amen. There's freedom in God's kingdom. And the way to find it and keep it is through the power of the Holy Ghost, through the Holy Spirit. We must stay in communion. What we did today, communion, common union with the Holy Ghost, with Jesus, with the Father. At all times. Amen. All times. All times. He's an on-time God. Yes, He is. He's an on-time God. Yes, He is. He may not come in the morning. No, He may not come when you want it, but He'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Jesus came in the fullness of time because he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He came in the fullness of time. It seemed a little late for us because God is a spirit. To him, it was 2 or 3 days. To us, it's been 2 or 3,000 years. But think about eternity. Throw that into perspective. What we think about 3 days, when we get our spirit man completely in our body, it's going to be like 3,000 years. See, we're going to be, we're as God. And see, that's where the world, the religious people lost it. We are his sons and daughters. We are of God, and we were the God of this earth. He gave us to be gods of this earth. Satan is now called the God of this earth. Why? Because we gave him that authority. That's the only reason Satan can even claim that he is the God, little g of this earth right now, is because Adam and Eve gave it over to him by transgression. That's not his purpose. That's not his place. That shows me I've got authority right there. Amen. We still have sonship because of Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this word. I thank you, Lord. I call your people free. Lord, we declare freedom in your house, to freedom in our bodies, freedom in our future right now, Father. I call your people free today, Lord. I thank you for this message. I thank you for Jesus. He has set us free. And I thank you right now, Father God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that your word is alive. Lord, you are washing your people with freedom right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, we break your holds right now. Fear, we command you to leave any strongholds that's been built up in your mind. Lord, we wash it away right now by the word of your Spirit. Jesus, we thank you. You have given us authority. And Lord, I can speak not by my own, but by the authority you have given to me. And I call your people free, spirit, soul, and body. Finances, I call finances for you to be free, to be able to freely to give into every good work, into the community, into your community, into God's world, into a lost world that needs help. And I speak life to your finances, life to my finances right now. And I speak healing over your bodies in the name of Jesus. We speak against curses. We speak against generational curses. We command them to leave right now. That the blood of Jesus has washed us free, has set us free from the curse. He became the curse, and I release you from any curses right now in the name of Jesus. Any negative words that were implanted in your mind as a child. Before you were even formed, while you were in your mother's womb, you heard negative words, your spirit man. I rebuke those right now in the name of Jesus, and I call you free. Jesus says you are free, and I thank you for that. Right now, I call your soul free, your emotions free, and I call you to go and let freedom ring today. Let freedom ring to your neighbor. Let freedom ring to your family. Let freedom ring to your nation. You do make a difference. What you pray, what you say, you are making a difference in Jesus' name. You are making a difference. Let the world know that we're making a difference. Because Jesus, you made up the difference. Where we fell short, Lord, you made up the difference and you made it right. You made us right with the Father. And I thank you. Lord, we thank you for that freedom. Right now, we thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we just thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for manifesting the kingdom of God to us, making the kingdom real, that we can reach out and by faith see things. Lord, I thank you, Lord. There's people in here that want to see things in the Spirit, Lord. Let them freely see, Lord, right now. Let them cast away any doubt that you'll never do this, you'll never do that thing. I rebuke that right now. You can do all things through the Anointed One, through the Messiah, who wants you to prophesy, who wants you to sing prophecies and sing over you. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you for that right now, Father. For beacons of light. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, there's people in your body right here, Father God. They're called to be lighthouses. They're called to let the light of the gospel bring those that are out there in the storms of life. Come in, Lord. I thank you for that anointing, that special anointing right now. The Lord, as Colette has been speaking and ministering to her brother and to her sister-in-law, Father God, those words are life. Lord, they are bringing in the broken. They are bringing in those that are lost out there, Father God, looking for an anchor. They need the anchor. The anchor is Jesus. It's his word. It's his promises. And we thank you, Lord, for her being that light being that lighthouse, Lord, that through the storms, through the darkness, she keeps her light. She's got oil in her light because the Holy Ghost is alive and she's speaking forth those words, and they will come to pass. If they will, if those couples will only just reach out by faith and continue in that word, they will come safely to the shore in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for dreams and visions, Lord, you have given the people in this church, Lord, have not yet manifest. They are coming. Keep my words. Keep them, and let them come out of your mouth. Never give up. Never give up on your dream. Never give up, because a dream that is from God will come to pass. Thank you. There's a lot of Josephs in here that's still hanging on to their dreams. You might feel like you're in a dungeon, but you're free. I said you're free. You're free. You're free. And you're going to come to the top. You're going to be the leader. You're going to be on top of that situation. The devil is defeated. He's underneath your feet. He's underneath your feet. So get your shoes on. Get your dancing shoes on and dance for Jesus. Dance for Jesus in that situation, because the devil is defeated. Put your stamp on the devil's head. Victory, victory, victory is mine. Victory is mine, and devil, you are defeated, because I am looking so fine. Because Jesus, he is my light. He is my shield, my brother. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Any personal prayer this morning, I'll be glad to pray with you. I try not to shut my eyes and say, Pastor.